Welcome to BRYC Connect,
a monthly segment run by your local youth councillors where we talk about what's on in Bathurst for youth and the community.
So listen up as we share all the deets on all things youth council and play some absolute bangers along the way.
We are BRYC Connect.
Hi, welcome to BRYC Connect. My name is Henry Burnett and I am 12 years old and I am one of the members of the Bathurst Regional Youth Council for 2023 and 2024.
Hi guys, my name's Isabella Morris and I'm currently in year 11.
I'm Sabina Short and I'm currently in year 12.
Today is International Women's Day. It is a day around the world where we celebrate all the great women and the great things that women have done over the years. What does International Women's Day mean to you guys?
International Women's Day to me is really great that we get to recognise women in particular, and it really helps on kind of closing the gap and making the equality like a bit more known to everyone around the world.
Yeah. I think it's really important to celebrate International Women's Day because it makes us think about the women in our own lives and how they help us, and yeah, just makes us think about who our role models are and, you know, what we can do to help other women in our lives as well.
Yeah, so, I like that.
Yeah.
It's also Harmony Day is also coming up on the 23rd.
We have an awesome event up at the library that you can come and check out, 10 till 12 at the library on the 23rd. Come and have a look. It's going to be super, super fun. We'll all be there.
Fun. Yeah.
Yep. We have a cuppa with a counsellor.
So you can come to have a chat with us from 9 till 10 on the 18th.
Yep.
And you can basically ask us any questions you want to know about Youth Council, maybe how you can apply for the next term, and yeah, just any advice, if you want us to give you any advice on it, or yeah, if you just want to know what we do, we're happy to have a chat.
That's a great event that we're doing as a part of Seniors Week, which is also a really good week that recognises the seniors around Bathurst and everywhere around New South Wales and the rest of Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah, to add to that as well, every month we go to Widden to visit them there, and each time we go we do a different activity with the residents. So our next visit is on the 27th of March and we'll go as the Youth Council to go play bingo. And, yeah, that's always a really good time.
We've done some craft before. I think one time we made gingerbread houses. It's been really, really great.
Yeah, I'm super excited to play bingo.
Bingo is so fun.
Yeah.
Are we ready for some music?
Sounds good. This is No Scrubs by TLC.
That thinks he's fly and is also known as a buster, always talking about what he wants and just sits on his broke ass. So no, I don't want your number. No, I don't wanna give you mine. And no, I don't wanna meet you nowhere. No, don't want none of your time. And no, I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me, hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holla at. A scrub is a guy that can't get no love from me. love. Oh yes, son, I'm talking to you. Wanna get with me with no money? Oh no, I don't want no one. Scrum, no. Scrum, no, no. Scrum, no, 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 no. Scrum, no, no.
I don't want no scrub. The scrub is a guy who ain't getting no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me. I don't want no scrub. The scrub is a guy who ain't getting no love from me. Hanging on the passenger side of his best friend's ride, trying to holler at me.
So that was one of my personal favourites, No Scrubs by TLC.
Also, make sure that you go onto Instagram and follow the Bathurst Regional Youth Council at Bathurst underscore youth.
All right. So, Henry, I know you've just started year 7 at Bathurst High. How's that going for you? How's your transition been?
It's been really great. Most of the people who I used to go to school with at primary school, I'm still going to school with a Bathurst High. All the teachers are really nice. It's been really great. I really have no complaints.
Awesome, that's really good. So I've started year 11 this year, which is quite a big change. I've started all my new subjects, and I've met a lot of new teachers, and this is the first year I've kind of had all of my classes mixed together with people I haven't been with before, which is pretty exciting. I've had a really good time so far, and I think having a talk with my teachers about like my future and where I'm going to go to from here, and how my subjects are going to help me in the HSC has been really cool. And I think that's a really important step you have to take at the start of year 11, end of year 10.
Yeah, and I'm in year 12 at MacKillop, so this has been kind of, last year we had the fourth term was the first term of year 12, so I've kind of been eased into it, but it's also still a bit of a shock, halfway through year 12 already, which is actually crazy. But yeah, I just want to put a little reminder out there for all the year 12s to make sure you have fun throughout it, and I know it's really stressful, but I think it's the most exciting year out of all of them, because you know that it's your last, and you know that all the carnivals and all the little special things that happen within the school are the last ones for you. So, yeah, I've been making the most of it, and I'm really enjoying it at the moment. So, yeah, you're really, I think you also have a really good connection with all of your teachers. So, yeah, I've been having some mentor meetings, which have really helped throughout as well. So, yeah, loving school at the moment, very excited for next year and graduation, which is still a fair bit away, but loving to think about it.
Yeah, awesome. You can see the end. That's good.
Yeah.
Bathurst show coming up next month. Do you guys usually go to that?
My family goes there occasionally, not every year, but yeah, when I have gone, it's been really great. Plenty of rides, and, you know, market stalls and food, and it's just a great time for the whole family.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever been with my family, to be honest, but I go every year with my friends, and it's just a really good night out that we have, and yeah, love going on the rides. Definitely the high one, don't know what it's called, but it spins around really fast, and makes the adrenaline go crazy. So definitely go there if you're a thrill seeker or even if you just want a nice night out with your friends and family.
Family day out, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. I don't think I've actually ever been to the Bathurst show, maybe once when I was very young, but do you guys have any recommendations of what to do if I go this year?
Go on the bumper cars, the Dodgem cars.
Yeah.
The ones, especially at the Bathurst show, every year have been like the same ones and they're always really good.
That's good.
Yeah. I went on one last year. Again, can't remember what it was called, but it was this little spaceship ride that spins you around in circles really fast. And yeah, it's just a bit of fun. Any of them that you go on will be a pretty good one. So
Ferris wheel's also pretty cool. Classic.
Yeah.
My main thing when I go to events is the food. Is there the best food?
There is the best food. You know, all the classics, chips on a stick, fish and chips, drinks, and anything you could want.
Yeah, lots of pizza. There's also the quite a few of the restaurants in Bathurst have their own little stall there. So, yeah, I can check those ones out as well. I also love the fireworks. Sometimes I have... Well, quite a few of the times they have fireworks. So it's awesome when you go on the Ferris wheel during the fireworks.
During the fireworks, yeah.
Because you see them from above and it's actually amazing. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Might have to check it out this year. Been a bit slack.
Yeah. Youth Week is also coming up. The Youth Council will be doing something for that. So make sure that you stay tuned. Make sure you follow our socials and stay tuned for that.
Also, for our Youth Week event, if you have a band or you play an instrument or you sing or perform in any way or you hold a market stall, please check out our socials because there will be some cool stuff up there for our Youth Week event that you might want to have a look at.
Secret.
So I think it's time for another song. My favourite at the moment is Brazil by Declan McKenna.
time in Brazil. Cause it's all you've ever wanted, and it's all that you want still. Don't you wanna play the beautiful game out in Brazil? I wanna play the beautiful game alive in Brazil. Cause everybody plays the beautiful game out in Brazil. It's all you've ever wanted, and it's all that you want still. Don't you wanna play the beautiful game?
McKenna, my personal favourite, makes me think of travel next year. So exciting. Bella, what's your favourite thing about Youth Council this year?
So over this term so far, I've really loved going to all the meetings and meeting a bunch of new people that I had never met or heard of before. But my favourite event that we've done is last year for Christmas, we went to Miss Trail's house and I got to help all the little kids do some Christmas craft, which was amazing. I love helping the little kids and seeing all the craft that they could make. And I even had some of the kids make me some cute little Christmas ornaments, which was awesome, little presents. So that was super cool.
Yeah. What about you, Henry?
I agree with Bella. I've really loved meeting all the new people. You know, it's been really great. We met the mayor and some of the really great people in the Bathurst community. My favourite event we've done was, I think it was one of the very early events in the term. We went up to the clubhouse. It was in the Reliance building. And we opened it. We were there at the ribbon cutting. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. That was great. By the way, anyone between 12 and 18 can go up to the clubhouse. It's on the top level of the Reliance building. And you can just go up and hang out with youth your age. They've got a bunch of fancy equipment, musical instruments, computers. I think they've got a 3D printer. So, yeah, it's a great for youth.
Yeah, really fun. My personal favourite at the moment has been our planning of Youth Week. I love event planning. It's my favourite thing to do. And, yeah, I just love seeing all the ideas that we've been coming up with and very excited to let you all know what it will end up being. But, yeah, my favourite event that we've gone to, it's not really an event, but it's our monthly Widden visit. This is because I don't actually have any grandparents in Bathurst, so I love going there just to have a chat with them, see what they have to say. I love just having a chat and letting them know what's going on in my life, and they always seem to give the best advice. Don't know why, but yeah, I just love it so much. And so definitely think if you ever get an opportunity to do that, definitely take advantage of that.
Yeah. So for the whole month at the library, we will have a Youth Council recommendation reading list, which is super cool. You'll get to see a recommendation of a book or something at the library from each one of the Youth Council members and a little explanation of why they love that, their choice, and a little bit about it, which is super cool if you want to get some book recommendations or maybe a movie or a TV show, which is super cool. Henry, do you know what kind of books you like, what you might recommend?
I like fantasy stuff. I really like, you know, it's going to sound cliche, I love Harry Potter.
Same.
I like, this isn't a book, but I love Star Trek. I love The Wizard of Oz. It's all really great fantasy things.
Yeah. I think the best bit about the reading list is the fact that you can get to know what other people your age are kind of getting into. And I really like that because I struggle to find something that's my next read. So knowing what my friends are reading or other people my age is really helpful, because then I think there's always some really good options, and yeah.
Yeah, same here. I often get stuck in a reading slump when I don't know what I want to read next, which is very annoying as someone that wants to be reading all the time, and doing extension English at school and not reading is not a very good mix. So I usually end up reading whatever books we have at home, which is usually just whatever my mum is reading. So I like to see kind of what all my friends are reading, and this is a really good list to see what everyone else our age is reading, I think.
Yeah.
That's good. I think it might be time for the third song. This is Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going. A singer in a smoky room, the smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night, it goes on and on. See you.
right, that was Don't Stop Believing by Journey. I really like that song. It's one of my all-time favourites.
Awesome. I think it's time to start wrapping it up.
Yep.
So, just to recap some of the events that we have for March, we have our Harmony Day on the 23rd, Couple with the Counsellor on the 18th. We're going to Widden on the 27th, and we have our Waste Management Visit on the 25th.
It's also International Women's Day today.
So, yeah, support your fellow women and girls in your life. This year's theme for International Women's Day is Inspire Inclusion. So, yeah, I think keep that in mind today when you're talking to everyone. And yeah.
I'm Henry Burnett.
I'm Isabella Morris.
And I'm Sabina Short.
Thank you for listening to BRYC Connect.
Make sure you keep updated on our social media page.
And now we're going to wrap it up by listening to Untouched by the Veronicas.
Thank you for listening to BRYC Connect.
Feel so untouched and I Thank you.